In 1 week's time, the leaders of the world's most industrialised nations, known as the Group of Eight, will meet in L'Aquila in Italy for a two-day summit. One of the most pressing issues under discussion will be resolving the current economic crisis. In an open letter to G8 leaders, bishops from these nations asked them to stand by their commitments to halve global poverty by 2015. Also tomorrow, Pope Benedict XVI is set to sign his third encyclical, which he revealed will discuss Catholic social teaching, touching on issues such as poverty, peace and wars. Antonio Martelli is Professor of Business Economics at Bocconi University in Milan. He spoke to Linda Bordoni about what needs to be done and can be done to help economic recovery.
The largest mistake was the absence of rules to contain the expansion of the, let's call it again, the financial bubble. In some European countries, for once Italy included, the effect of the financial crisis have been less disastrous than in the United States or Britain and partly also in Germany. Why that? Because in these countries, the rules constraining banks and other financial institutions, financial intermediaries in their activity, were more stringent and better applied. So the real point, the real problem, is to enforce a new system of rules, not to suffocate the positive intention of this institution to grow, but to avoid excesses.
So we can do it?
Of course we can do it, but this should be done at an international level with a concerted action between the central banks and the international institution like the central bank, etc., so as to take gradually to the adoption of a more stringent and more positive, more effectual set of rules in the operations of these institutions.